When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Starring Santa Satria, brought to you by the makers of Carter's Little Liverpool, the best friends to your sunny disposition.
Good evening, friends. It's Raymond, your host of the Inner Sanctum. Yes, he's bidding you a welcome once again. Come in. Make yourselves comfortable. That is, as comfortable as you can around this very strange man we're going to introduce to now. Yes, he's quite a character. Someone who hates you, one and all. Oh, but don't be alarmed. There are plenty of others here just as frightened as you. So do join us, because misery loves company.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries brings you one of radio's best-known stars, Mr. Santos Ortega. Tonight, Mr. Ortega appears as Gerald Hagen in Death as Floor, an original radio drama by Sigmund Miller, presented for your entertainment by the makers of Carter's Little Liverpool, the laxative with the two-way action. Everybody knows what the name Carter's Little Liverpool means. That's why, for over 60 years, folks have bought them and taken them with confidence whenever a gentle, efficient laxative was needed. Yes, and they've known, too, that the name Carter's Little Liverpools also means added help, because they wake up the flow of a very important digestive juice. When this juice flows at the rate nature intended, it helps tone up the digestive system so that most folks can lose that marked down, grumpy, listless feeling that so often accompanies sluggish, lazy digestion. So take advantage of this time-tested two-way relief and always ask your druggist for genuine Carter's Little Liver Pills, the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Out of a tenement house on Bailey Street. Mr. Kirk, one of the tenants, has just rushed downstairs from his apartment in a fury. For the third night in succession, his sleep has been disturbed by a cat howling in the alley.
Help! Stop
here!
He's gonna break up my sleep anymore.
That's
sweet. Oh, hello. Didn't expect to find anyone here at this hour. You're Mr. Hagen, aren't you?
Yes, Mr. Church. Who do you intend to kill with that bat?
Those blasted cats. I haven't been able to sleep for 3 nights. I'm all worn out.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Church. It isn't right to take the life of a defenseless animal.
Defenseless? What about me? My sleep is more important than the miserable life of one of these pests.
Bad luck to kill a cat.
Bad luck, my eye. Oh, I get it. You're the guy who keeps a house full of cats.
I have 3 cats.
I don't care how many cats you have or whose pets they are. They ain't going to howl anymore in this yard when I'm through with them.
I warn you, Mr. Kirsch, leave those cats alone. I tell you, it's bad luck to kill any of these beautiful creatures.
Oh, crackpot. Can't argue with a crackpot.
To me, cats are disgusting. Can't even bear to touch them.
Beautiful creatures in the world.
Maybe they are to you, but they won't be so beautiful after I get through with them.
You had better go back to sleep and leave the cats alone.
Go back to sleep yourself. Oh, what are you doing up at this hour anyway?
I had a premonition that Apollo was in danger.
Who the devil is Apollo?
My silver gray Persian. The fur of the finest texture.
Oh, you're nuts, Mr. Higgins. I'm going to get those cats of the text all night.
Go back to your apartment, you fool, before it's too late.
There they are.
Come, Mr. Cash.
I'll miss them, but I am going to get them.
Strike at them again.
Let me go.
I warned you.
I won't.
To leave them alone. Kill my cats, would you? My beloved friend. Cool. All my enemies. I must be better.
What was your husband doing in the yard?
I told him not to go downstairs. He wouldn't listen. The cats were driving him crazy. He couldn't
sleep. Did anybody hate your husband? Was he ever threatened?
Hate him? He only hated my daddy. He never bothered anyone. He was a good, hard-working husband.
Do you know what time he left the house?
About 2.
And when did you go down to look for him?
3 o'clock. I couldn't understand what kept him. He was lying in the yard on his back. His eyes open. I screamed. I got in and ran over after that. Oh, Danny.
Going to investigate every tenant in this building. This isn't a robbery. The wallet was found alongside the body. No thief would stop to empty a wallet. Anyone who committed a murder would get away from the scene as fast as he could. Let's go, Sergeant. We'll start from the first floor and work our way up.
Dan Kirsch was murdered about an hour ago.
Kirsch murdered? It's terrible.
What's your name?
My name's Gerald Hagen.
How come you didn't hear anything?
I was asleep.
You sleep very soundly.
Yes, I do.
Strange that you slept through all this.
Very common. Do you sleep at this hour? It'd be unusual if I weren't.
Where do you sleep, Hagen?
In the bedroom.
Where is that, eh?
question was a bit obvious.
That's just a little too cool to suit me. Most anyone would be shocked and horrified being awakened in the middle of the night, told that a neighbor was murdered.
That's my nature to be excitable. I think it's a good way to be.
I'll take a look at your bed.
Follow me.
Rumpled, all right.
What are you doing?
Just feeling it. It's not too warm.
I'm sorry. It's cooled off.
How long were you asleep?
I went to sleep a little before midnight.
And you heard nothing?
No, sir, nothing at all. I can't hear anything when I'm asleep.
Are you sure you didn't hear a scream?
No, I didn't.
Let's see your hand.
A four.
I said, let's see your hand.
All right. Here they are. Nothing strange or unusual about them.
That scratch on your hand. Where did you get it?
If you look closely, you'll see that it's a few days old. I didn't kill Mr. Kirk. I have no reason to kill him or anyone else. I'm a peaceful, law-abiding citizen.
Did you know Mr. Kirsch?
Not very well. I nodded to him whenever I saw him.
Mr. Hagen, do you live alone?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
All right, Hagen, I guess that's all right now.
Good night, Austin. I hope you find a criminal.
We will.
Why don't you look where you're going? You step to my cat's tail.
Hey, wait a minute. Sam Kurtz was killed trying to get rid of the farm cats which have been disturbing his sleep. Your cat might have been one of them.
Very possible.
You love cats, don't you?
Yes, I'm quite fond of them. I have two.
So, you have three.
That's right. There are four or five other families in this tenement to keep cats. I guess there are millions of people who own them as pets. There's nothing strange or queer about keeping pets.
Nothing strange about keeping a pet. For three is something different. I'm going now, but I'll be back. There's nothing I can pin on you, but somehow I feel that you know more than you appear to know. We'll look into this more thoroughly later. Good night.
Put my arms around your miserable throat and squeeze it until your eyes bulge and your face turn purple. Control myself with great effort. I can be calm when necessary. But I can also strike with the lightning speed of a cat. Beware, my foolish meddling officer. Beware of my irresistible fury. It's you. My dainty one. You want to be correct, don't you? Being a slave, what should I do but tend upon the hours and times of your desire?
Digestive juice, usually within a half hour. This digestive juice is a vital aid in toning up a lazy digestive system and helps most folks enjoy the happy sense of well-being that goes with a normal and proper digestion of food. So next time you need relief from the gloom of irregularity and a slowed-up digestion, don't go after them in a half-hearted way. ask for Carter's Little Liver Pills, the time-tested laxative that helps in more ways than one. Now back to our inner sanctum mystery. You'd like another minute.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but we can't keep Hagen waiting. He's so impatient, he's liable to do anything. But don't be afraid. I'm always with you. The following night in the apartment of Mrs. Jackson, a widow living with her son, Robert. She's the next-door neighbor of Hagen. The whole tenement is frightened out of its wits by the murder of Dan Kirsch, and Mrs. Jackson is no exception. She's listening to the radio.
Police working on the Kirsch murder case are in the law. The murdered man's money was discovered near the spot where the body was found, torn to shreds. Residents of Bailey Street are asked to cooperate with the police by reporting any suspicious character immediately and to take extra precautions until the criminal is apprehended. The man may be a deranged killer. And now the sports news.
Good heavens, a murderer. Bobby, come here.
Yes, Mommy?
It's time for you to go to bed, darling. I have a surprise for you. How would you like to sleep your mommy's bed?
With you, Mommy?
Yes, darling. Both of us together. And you can have a holiday tomorrow.
And I don't have to go to school?
No, you can stay home with Mommy all day. Bobby, come here.
My hand's cold, Mommy.
What's happening in this house now?
Open that door.
Who's there?
Me. Just got a telephone call that a suspicious-looking fellow was seen going into this house. Hear anybody walking past the door?
Yes, someone seemed to be in a hurry.
Which way'd he go?
Well, it seemed to me as if he were going upstairs. Then I'm not sure, but I thought I heard footsteps in the vacant apartment directly above me.
Thank you, ma'am. This one is empty, Bush.
This one off. 4 feet.
Hey, back in your room. Go of you. Miss Barbara get hurt.
Oh, here you are, sir.
Katie downstairs, she should hear footsteps in the empty apartment. You better take a look.
All right. Keep your gun ready. You don't know who's in there.
You in there? Come on out.
Ah, but there's no one in this room. Come on, we'll look through the rest of the apartment.
Oh, this is no one here.
Wait. The window's open. Leads to the roof. You go around through the hallway, I'll go through a fire escape. Did you notice anything?
No, but this roof has plenty of places to hide.
Just a minute. There's something behind that ledge.
Yeah, I hear something.
Come on out or we'll shoot. Shoot at the first thing that moves from that ledge. It's only a cat. Oh, we killed it. Too bad. We can't take any chances with the dangerous killer on the loose. Come on, we'll take another look around.
My cat. Huh? What have they done to my cat?
Oh, it's you, Hagen. What are you doing here?
I heard my cat scream. What have you done to him?
Well, we shot him by accident.
I'm sorry, Apollo. My beautiful Apollo. You heartless
butcher. Take it easy, Hagen, and watch your tongue. We didn't mean to kill your cat. We just aren't taking chances with a dangerous killer on the loose.
My poor Apollo. Dead. I wouldn't let you live. I wouldn't.
Where are you going with that cat?
Leave me alone. You've done your job.
Better call the SPCA or the Department of Sanitation to get rid of that dead animal.
Department of Sanitation? You think my cat is just refuse? We got rid of like a pail of garbage? It was a living and beautiful animal. A moment ago it had a life, a heart, consciousness, feelings, dignity. This life was as important to it as your life is to you. How dare you call it garbage?
I didn't call it anything.
Let me pass. I'm taking my cat to my room.
You'd better get rid of it fast before it begins to deteriorate.
That's my business.
He's a queer egg, that guy. Queer enough to do anything.
Unfeeling descendants of hate drag you. I lay you down on your favorite cushion. They killed you. Your life meant nothing to them. Nothing at all. To them, you were only a cat. Another animal. What do they know of your superb grace? Exquisitely and silently you walk, keeping your head erect with dignity. Yeah. You, Empress, and you, Sheba, my only remaining friend, they've killed our Apollo. No more will he sit in my lap. No more will I stroke his rich glossy fur. I'm never to hear his sweet purring again. The priest is a prodigy. I shan't go unpunished. I swear to you, I'll wipe that murderer from the face of the earth. I'll kill him by degrees. Let him feel the torture suffering of slow suffocation. I'll squeeze the breath from him until he begs with his eyes for pity. Until the muscles crack in his throat. Till his brow becomes deaf with the cold touch of death. I promise you, Sheba, Empress, I won't rest until you're dead. Dead by my own two hands.
Knock on the door, my heart jumps into my mouth.
I don't think there's anything more to worry about.
You don't think the maniac will come back?
I don't think it was a maniac, Mr. Jeff.
You don't?
Well,
what makes you think?
Well, I don't know. I just think.
Mr. Hagen, I heard about the death you killed last night. It's a shame. He was such a beautiful animal, and so smart.
He killed my pet in cold blood.
Terrible, I know, but I wouldn't
hate
them. After all, they didn't mean to do.
All I know is that they shot Apollo. I'm worried about my other cat, Sheba. Have you seen her doll today?
Yes, she was in the hall a little while ago. Oh, I tell you, Mr. Hagen, this house is giving me a nervous breakdown. I haven't let Bobby go to school for 2 days. I'm afraid I don't know what to do. I have so much shopping to do, and I'm afraid to leave him alone. Tell me, would it be too much trouble, Mr. Hagen, if I asked you to stay with Bobby while I did some shopping?
Well, of course, Mrs. Jackson. I'd like to watch him for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And the door?
I just got my purse. I won't be more than 15 minutes.
That's all right. No need to worry. There's nothing special to do anyway.
Oh, here's the cat now. It just walked in.
Oh, here you are, my darling Sheba. Been hiding in the hall, haven't you?
Now, you be a good boy, Bobby. Don't get Mr. Mommy.
So you're having a holiday, are you, Bobby?
Yes, Mr. Hagen. Mine wants you to stay home.
What class are you in?
I'm 184. Certain first or second C.
Oh, that's very good. You know any poems?
Oh, yeah, I know. Hickory, Dickory, Dock.
Let me hear it.
Oh.
Come on, don't be shy. I'll tell you what, if you recite a poem, I'll recite one also.
You proud?
Yes, I'm proud.
Right. Hickory, hickory, dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock stepped one, and down he ran. Hickory, hickory, dock.
Very good.
Now you recite.
All right. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I went to London to see the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat. What did you there? I frightened a little mouse under
her. Why? Tell me more.
All right, you know this one. Ding dong bell. Pussy's in the well.
Please, you already recited one about a cat. Now tell me one about a dog.
Don't you like cats?
Well, I like dogs better. I wish I had a dog. Well, I dug 100 times better than cats.
Keep quiet, you little fool. What do you know about cats? Nothing at all.
Are you mad at me, Mr.
Hagen? I don't like little boys who don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, here, you pussy. Here, pussy. Here, pussy.
Let's go, her tail.
Oh, look at me. I can pick up the cat by the neck.
Get your hands off of your little brat. Just like the rest of your breed, I'll take care of you. You'll never hurt another cat. Torment my cat, will you?
Keep your hands off me.
Neither of you will ever handle my cats again. No, he's trying to save you. Stop there, you. Don't come any nearer.
I've got a knife.
Any of you come any closer? With a knife in our heart. Hold off a moment, boys. Put that knife down, Hagen. You haven't got a chance. I warn you. Give away. You haven't a chance, Hagen. Come a little closer, Captain. I'll let you feel my fingers around your throat. If you don't put that knife down immediately, I'm going to shoot your cat. I'll kill you. All right, boys, get up. There we go. There we go.
At last, Mr. Finnegan. I have been keeping a close watch on you for the past 2 days. Did you kill Dan Kirsch?
Yes, I killed him. Can I do it again? Did that kill a fellow with a bat? He got what he deserved.
Did you kill anyone else?
Yes. Last year, a fellow by the name of Weaver ran over one of my cats. I got his license number. A week later, I caught him in the hallway of his house. He'll never run over any more cats.
You're a homicidal maniac, Hagen.
A maniac, you say. Because I watch over my cats and keep them from harm. I'm the only one here with even a spark of decency. I understand the nobility of cats. The only true friends I've had. They never deserted me, no matter what happened. That's more than I can say of the human race. My partner cheated me out of my money. My wife and all my friends left me when I lost my wealth. But my cat,
they're my only true friend. Take him into the wagon, boys.
My cat, if you're the boss, if you're my cat, my cat, if you're my cat.
Hagen's murder motive was something unusual. Bash, it's sad. Now, any of you ever threw a shoe at someone's cat snarling in your backyard, I'd advise you to leave quietly now and go home with a friend tonight.
Hmm?
Well, it's about time to close the door to the inner sanctum. Until the same time next Sunday evening. Now listen in, won't you, and invite your friends to also. By the way, you happen to know anyone who's looking for a pet? We have 2 cats roaming around here who need a good home. Their names? Eva and Empress. Well, here they are right now. I'll just put your name and address on a slip of paper and under the squeaking door. And if you want the name of a good mystery story, there's the title of this month's Inner Sanctum novel, The Death of a Novelist, by Sally Wood. During the holidays, when the spirit of giving is in the air, don't forget 2 ways you can give right now. That means so much. Give to the Red Cross. It needs your help as never before.
and two, give to Uncle Sam. Give him more power to defend America by buying United States defense bonds and saving stamps. Buy all that you can today and every day. Well, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Attention, mystery fans. One of the first things a detective looks for is a motive, an all-important reason. What do you think it was that prompted John Gordon to say to his wife,
"If I have to show Aunt May and Uncle Tim around again tomorrow, I'll be a nervous wreck."
Why? You've been looking forward to showing them this side for weeks.
That's right. Put me in the wrong.
Well, you are. Don't you suppose they can see how grouchy and irritable you've become, even with me?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not, John. You haven't been your cheerful self for days. Why don't you see if you can get your good disposition back again?
How can I when I feel so lousy and sluggish?
Try Carter's little liver pill.
Right. And when you don't feel good, try Carter's little liver pill. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They wake up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of about 2 pints a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's Little Liver Pill. 25 cents at all the stores. This is the Blue Network, operated by the National Broadcasting Company.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.